what's going on certifying new and modified components and systems. So Dave, the room is yours. Thank you.
Good morning, and thank you for your interest in this session. And thank you also to TechSource again for chairing this panel. I'm very pleased to be here with my outstanding colleagues, Dave, John, and Audrey. It's a pleasure to work with you every day. I'm also privileged to lead an NSA's research development test and evaluation program and happy to bring you up to speed on the latest activities. I like to brag how cool my program is. We have the world's most energetic laser with NIF, the world's number one high-performance computer with LTEC 10, and we get to blow special nuclear material up 1,000 feet underground out of the Pulse facility. These and the other facilities, some of which you can see on my slide, along with our fantastic ML workforce, are the backbone for how the U.S. designs, certifies, and assesses our strategic deterrent, ensuring confidence in the stockpile today and tomorrow. You know, I like to say that I like managing R&D because what I did last year is what I'm doing this year and probably what I'll do next year. But really, it has not been business as usual in RDT this past year. We are responding to the significant changes in the strategic environment, as Dave touched on. We are responding with rapid capabilities development, a major initiative to leverage AI called Genesis, conducting new phase ones, and pressing forward on S&T facility recapitalization. As mentioned, we successfully deployed the world's fastest supercomputer, LCAP 10, on our classified network. LCAP is serving the Tri-Labs today with exquisite 3D high-fidelity modeling and simulation capabilities. Laboratory staff using LCAP 10 are really, frankly, wowed by its performance. And I just want to note that even though it's a machine that's deployed at Livermore, all of our laboratories take advantage of all of our high-performance computing resources. Modeling and simulation are a cornerstone of our approach to the stockpile. Our models allow us to assess the safety, reliability, and performance of the enduring stockpile and push the envelope for future design to address new threats. LCAP 10's enormous computing power and novel architecture let us do this work faster and with greater fidelity than ever before. You can't talk about computing in 2026 without talking about artificial intelligence. AI holds tremendous potential for how the entire NNSA performs its mission. AI's potential for DOE and NNSA is such a high priority that the president is involved. The president signed an executive order on November 24th, 2025, establishing the Genesis mission to develop and execute an integrated project between DOE and NNSA to deploy two instances of a platform to accelerate the role of AI in support of our national security and prosperity. The Genesis mission will harness the AI computing revolution to double the productivity and impact of American science engineering within a decade. We will rapidly integrate AI and other digital technologies into warhead design, materials discovery, production, and advanced manufacturing. As a key player in the Genesis mission, NNSA will accelerate AI applications to strengthen our national defense and security. Within the Genesis mission's lighthouse challenge problem set, NNSA will integrate design agencies and production agency operations using AI-driven model-based systems engineering, streamline production, removing red tape and ensuring safety with advanced AI tools, accelerate materials discovery, production, and qualification, and optimize and increase experimental capacity with AI-optimized and agent-directed experiments. Our national laboratories are actively partnering with the private sector to ensure U.S. leadership in this moment of technical transformation. NNSA has long partnered with industry, such as Los Alamos, the Veneta supercomputer with NVIDIA, at Lawrence Livermore, LCAP 10 is developed with HPE and AMD, and similarly, the El Dorado computer at Sandia was also with HPE. Additionally, we are working on a demonstration project with Amazon Web Services to evaluate and demonstrate feasibility in using the classified AWS cloud resources for specific mission workflows. For example, looking at how we interface our high-performance computing capabilities in a cloud hybrid environment. RDT is also responsible for assessments of new orbit concepts at their inception before they become part of the program of record. These are phase one activities, the first step in the joint DOE-DOW warhead acquisition process, or the phase X process. When we talk about the future deterrent plot beyond UW-87, 80-4, 93, and Slip-M-N, this is where we start. Today we are pursuing several phase ones to meet future deterrence needs. We're specifically looking at next generation reentry and hard and deeply buried target feat capabilities with our colleagues at the laboratories and with the Department of War. Even at the earliest stages of warhead acquisition process, we are looking at ways to incorporate lessons learned and to accelerate our work. We're pulling lessons learned from programs of record that have gone before, especially the W-93, the 61-13, and Slip-M-N to move quickly. Even with efforts to accelerate our phase one activities, we have recognized across the enterprise that the geopolitical environment is evolving quickly and in some ways unpredictably. Our traditional acquisition processes are not suited to fill evolving deterrence gaps that are immediate and require tens rather than the hundreds of units. To that end, we established the Nuclear Deterrence Rapid Capabilities Team this year. The RCT will investigate and demonstrate solutions to deterrence gaps that are identified by our colleagues at DOW, STRATCOM, and services. The RCT will also be prepared to move out quickly on acquisition should NNSA receive the direction to do so. RDT has the capabilities for demonstration, and John's team and stockpile management has the acquisition capabilities. Our RDT goal is capability demonstration in 3 years, leading to acquisition in another two. This is significantly faster than the traditional phase X process. We're really trying something different with the Rapid Capabilities Team with the new structure. It's designed to move fast. Day-to-day governance is delegated to the labs, plants, and sites with the design agency rep serving as the director and a production agency rep as the deputy director. NNSA maintains oversight and provides high-level direction, but to move fast, we're empowering right people at the right level to make decisions and evaluate risks. As a science and engineering arm of the deterrent, RDT&E manages NNSA's exquisite science and technology infrastructure with world-class facilities like the NIF, the Z-Machine, and many others, providing valuable experimental capabilities as we design, assess, and certify the stockpile. Yet, like Audrey's organization, we also have a need for recapitalize for novel facilities. As science marches on, we need new tools to support the deterrent and maintain the United States' significant technological edge on our adversaries. RDT&E has a number of line item construction projects underway across the enterprise to enable us to deliver the future deterrent with confidence. We are working closely across the enterprise to apply novel, risk-informed acquisition approaches that will keep costs down and pull schedules to the left. Enhanced capabilities for subcritical experiments portfolio of projects in Nevada is well underway to radically expand our ability to diagnose subcritical experiments in a laboratory 1,000 feet underground, giving us crucial data to make science-based stockpile decisions. The National Ignition Facility Enhanced Yield Capability at Lawrence Livermore will allow us to reach tens of megajoules of fusion yield, keeping the United States firmly in the lead in fusion science while delivering key data to the stockpile. The LANS Modernization Project at Los Alamos will recapitalize and expand a key piece of our scientific infrastructure, improving a much-needed tool that is critical for understanding of important materials. And the Combined Radiation Environments for Survivability Testing, or CREST, at Sandia, will replace a reactor that is part of the critical path for every weapon in the stockpile. I mentioned the NIF in context of future capabilities, but as Dave mentioned, NIF is already delivering key data to inform the stockpile. It's really not just a science experiment, it's a tool for the stockpile. We've executed a total of 8 shots on NIF that have achieved ignition, generating stockpile relevant temperatures and pressures to validate codes, inform design choices, and assess weapon survivability. This year, we successfully executed an experiment on NIF using weapons-grade plutonium. This achievement allows us to examine new questions with NIF that are high priorities in the enterprise, such as plutonium aging. Also this year, a team from Los Alamos achieved ignition on NIF for the first time. The breadth of world-class experts across the enterprise showcases the edge the United States has, and perhaps more important, expands the scale of science we can conduct to sustain the enduring stockpile and design the future of deterrent. To close, I'd like to highlight the annual assessment conducted by the Tri-Labs each year to assure the President that the stockpile is safe, reliable, and effective. The annual assessment process combines the furthest bounds of our scientific knowledge of the stockpile with expert judgment and rigorous peer review to develop a clear-eyed assessment of the stockpile. This is really more than just a rubber stamp. It's a significant effort that the laboratory and the entire complex undergoes each year. We just closed out the 30th cycle of this annual assessment process. For 30 years, we have used our world-leading scientific capabilities to deliver a deterrent that is second to none. The stockpile of the next 30 years will certainly look different than it does today, but all the capabilities I discussed earlier will allow us to maintain our strategic edge and deliver a deterrent that keeps the American people and our allies and partners safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. We're going to make a quick shift from RDT&E over to the stockpile management and let John Evans bring us up to date on modernizing the